A Look Inside. Over the years, I've had the distinct privilege of working with some of the finest leaders in our nation and around the world. Many of them contacted me when they were at their lowest level, their wit's end, the end of their rope. I've watched these remarkable men and women encounter some of life's most difficult problems, and I've seen them learn life's most valuable lessons from their experiences with all kinds of pain. I've asked a number of these people to write their stories, and I've included them at the beginning of each chapter. They offer a rare look inside the minds and hearts of some of the finest leaders on the planet. Don't skip over these stories. Read them carefully. You'll be amazed and inspired, and you might borrow some of their courage to face your painful situations. Chapter 1. Leadership Leprosy. We must embrace pain and burn it as fuel for our journey. Kenji Miyazawa. Craig Groeschel, founder and senior pastor of LifeChurch.tv, Edmond, Oklahoma. Before we started LifeChurch.tv back in 1996, one of my ministry role models told me that he had one and only one promise for me. I remember thinking that he was going to promise something encouraging, like, God would do more through me than I thought possible. Hanging on his every word, I waited eagerly for his promise of good news. Pausing, as if for dramatic effect, my mentor said slowly and soberly, "The only thing I can guarantee is that God is going to break you." Great. That's not what I wanted to hear. But his words could not have been any more true. Over the course of the next dozen or so months, God started to do a deep work in my soul. It wasn't a work resulting from time in His Word or time in prayer. It was a work stemming from pain, heartache, disappointment, and betrayal. So much of the pain we experienced as a church could have been spared if I had been a better leader. But at the young age of 28, I specialized in making easy things more difficult. For starters, I panicked and hired staff members I shouldn't have hired. Within a year, I had to replace almost every staff member I brought on, along with most of our key volunteers. If you have ever fired anyone, you know the pain of looking into the eyes of someone you care about and telling them that they can no longer be employed. I can't even remember how many tears I shed, and how often I couldn't hold my dinner down because of the agony involved with removing people I loved from their ministry roles. Another great blow came right after we launched our new small group ministry. With just over 100 people coming to our church, we were thrilled to start some groups to help people grow spiritually and develop deeper relationships with one another. One particular group exploded with growth to 30 or more people each week. The leader was a close friend of mine. But our theology differed in one important area. I asked him not to teach on that subject, but he continued to teach on that very topic week after week. Because I believed what he was teaching was dangerous, I pleaded with him to stop. He shocked me by saying he'd just take his group and start his own church. We weren't even 1 year old and experienced what resembled a church split. People chose sides. Many people got caught in the crossfire, and our small startup church hit an unexpected landmine that left me reeling. Losing the people that helped us start the church was a big blow. Losing the friendship was even more difficult. But nothing compares to losing my mentor in ministry. To respect the family, I won't go into the details. There are parts of this story that no one knows but my friend, my wife, and me. And we will keep it that way as long as we live. My mentor and best friend was one of the most amazing men of God I knew. Unfortunately, he struggled with depression, and he was tormented by the sins from his past. When I had to confront my hero over something he needed to deal with, the encounter went sour. After exploding at me, he charged out of the room and said things I'm sure he wished he hadn't said.